All this dry weather we've been having is leading to water shortages, so Seattle's asked residents to cut their water use by 10%. City's also asked the Parks Department to try and conserve water. Jesus Aguirre is the city parks superintendent, and Kim Malcolm asked him why, if the goal is to conserve, city ball fields still look so green.
Well, that's a great question, and I think you know, we at the Department of Parks and Recreation have sort of a struggle to balance the, you know, our responsibility in terms of conservation of water with this need to both continue to provide the services to the residents, but also to make sure that we preserve the resources so the stuff doesn't die. So, you know, we're working really closely, taking our lead from SPU and others in determining what our conservation plan is going to be. But, you know, we've already begun to take on some reductions in our watering. But things like ball fields, we're going to continue to water as long as we can. These tend to be more delicate vegetation, and we want to make sure that we don't lose them. And as well, we want to try to keep them playable as long as possible.
So there's a risk that if they go dormant, they might not come back?
In some cases, yes.
If you had to make some reductions over the next 2 weeks, what would they look like?
You know, our voluntary plan is to make some significant reductions in watering for the fields and the land that isn't as delicate and sort of isn't sort of our more prominent stuff, so that the ball fields and things like that would continue to be watered, but some of our other things that aren't ball fields that we can cut back on the watering, so we're going to cut those back by like 50%. As you can imagine, an agency like ours has a pretty big fleet of vehicles, and things that seem to be small, like we're not going to wash our cars anymore, you know, go a long way in conserving water. We're also looking for opportunities to recycle some of the water. So, for example, some of our pools, we have to drain some of them for maintenance purposes, but we want to recycle out water and use it as in our power washing and things like that we have to do.
Jesus, looking ahead, if this drought continues and these drier weather patterns continue in the months and perhaps even a year or two to come, what kinds of things are the Parks Department going to have to look at when it comes to monitoring and keeping its lands in the way that we're used to?
Well, you know, we're going to have to really look, be very thoughtful about all the things that we're doing now. Certainly, this year has taught us a lot, and you know, you might know we utilize about almost 2.4 million gallons of water to irrigate our 450 some odd acres, and that's a lot of water. So we're going to look very carefully about the types of things that we plant, looking to try to plant some more drought resistant vegetation. We're going to look at trying to find exactly the right point at which we can water as little as possible and still keep the stuff alive. Other things like, you know, any opportunity that we get to convert fields from natural turf to artificial turf, particularly, you know, the ball fields and things like that, obviously we want to look at those opportunities, because not only do they, you know, obviously don't require the irrigation, they also provide additional playing opportunities for our residents.
And that could be expensive.
Yes, that absolutely can be expensive.
Jesus Aguirre, Seattle Parks Superintendent. He spoke with Kim Malcolm. Seattle wants you to cut back on your water use by 10%. You can find tips to do that at savingwater.org.